And now we have letters from the readers of the Norwich Evening News from the past 7 days. This is a real mixture, one in praise of Norwich from Australian visitors, a letter sharing the joy of a reader on finding that money has been found to improve Norwich's Riverside Walk, and a request for information from Gresham School archivist. We start with the letter from David Riding, Director of the City of Literature, Melbourne, Australia.
A delegation from Melbourne has had the privilege to visit Norwich as part of the recent inspirational Norwich programme, generously supported by the Arts Council, and I wanted to send my accolades to Norwich. You are a great city of literature. The National Centre for Writing has a worldwide reputation for excellence and leadership. Their work echoes and impacts far beyond the shore of the United Kingdom, and in many ways they are one of your best cultural exports. They alone would stamp Norwich as one of the leading cities of literature, but they are just one part of the strength of Norwich as a city of literature. There are many things I could single out, be it the wonderful Millennium Library, the talking statues, and your exceptional bookshops, but they alone don't make a city of literature. What truly impressed was the interaction and ownership of everyone we met across Norwich. Their investment in being a city of literature was the highlight. I look forward to returning again soon. And now a letter about Riverside Walk from David M. Coe of Rosebery Road, Norwich.
I was delighted to hear that £150,000 is hoped to be found to improve or extend the Riverside Walk in Norwich, and if this is approved, it will be money well spent rather than use it for more improvements to the bicycle paths. You often read in the evening news stories about the gems and jewels of Norwich, ranging from hidden away places which most people are unaware are there, even if they have lived in our city all their lives, or other places that many of them pass each week without realising the history. In my eyes, one of these gems or jewels is our own Riverside Walk, which has, from starting along our river in the city over a small stretch, has been over the years greatly extended to cover more of the riverside. Along many stretches of the walk, much, if not all, of the noise and pollution of the heavy traffic which now exists in Norwich will fade or disappear completely, and there is always something to enjoy when observing the habits of animals and birds that have made the river their home. Finally, a question about an ex-pupil of from Liz Larby, Gresham School's archivist.
Did George play for the Canaries? Do we have a canary amongst our talented old Greshamians? In the wake of Norwich City's recent success, I was especially pleased to receive two prize books and a silver athletics trophy won by George J. Mills in 1886. The items were kindly donated by George's great-grandson, Jerry, who believes George went on to play for Norwich City. All we know about George from the register is that he came from Norwich and attended Gresham's Grammar School in Old School House from September 1883 until Christmas 1887. As well as his trophy for athletics, George was awarded prizes for RE and modern languages. I would be grateful if anyone can shed any light on George Mills' future career, especially if you can prove he did, especially if you can prove that he did go on to play for the Canaries. So says Liz Larby. And that's all the letters for this week.